Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday, the 14th of October. China's much anticipated Economy Ministry press conference on Saturday had a certain amount of smoke and mirrors about it. There were plans and hints and promises, but nothing absolutely concrete in terms of fiscal stimulus. International investors had been hoping for a clearer commitment to supporting growth, as monetary policy stimulus alone is unlikely to change domestic consumption. China's equities have ended up rising after an uncertain start, but it's not clear whether that represents free market forces. It may have been too soon to expect a broad fiscal plan in China, and the delay in giving details might just be because a more comprehensive fiscal plan is being formulated. But as someone scarred by the experiences of being a Japanese economist in the early 1990s, it's certainly something to focus on. In data, China's inflation numbers were slightly weaker than expected for both consumer and producer prices. The consumer price data did receive support from food prices, pork and vegetables experiencing sizable increases. This is obviously an entirely domestic issue. Ahead, we have China's export and import data. These numbers do not necessarily correlate with other countries' view of trade with China. China exports about 16% more to the States than the US buys from China, to take one instance. It appears that goods made in China and sold in China can be classed as both exports and imports without the goods ever leaving China. This means that there is limited value in using China's trade data as a gauge for international demand patterns. The US has the Columbus Day holiday today. In the meantime, Trump campaign donor Bessent has said that the former US President Trump's desire to impose a universal 20% tariff is a, quote, maximalist policy position and should be viewed as a bargaining tactic. Bessent made it clear that they were not speaking for Trump, but this is what international investors want to believe. It may therefore fuel confirmation bias. It is true that a universal tariff would have significant economic implications. Unlike selective tariffs, a universal tariff is quite hard to evade. A 20% universal tariff would raise the consumer prices for imported goods by around 8%. The universal tariff on foreign washing machines led to less competition and higher prices in the US, even after the tariff was removed. European markets are awaiting their own form of stimulus, with the European Central Bank set to meet on Thursday of this week. There's a genuine expectation that more rate cuts are coming from the ECB. European consumers are more likely to respond to monetary stimulus as they are less constrained by fear for the future. Lowering the cost of debt for existing borrowers has some stimulatory power, although it is certainly questionable whether lower interest rates would deter savings. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.